you will not be able to drive through, brother. You will not be able to drive in, fill up, and cruise out. You will not be able to lose yourself on the strip. Cruise the strip while taking calls on the cell. Because the revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will not be brought to you by Chevron with three levels of octane and free cups for the kids. The revolution will not show you pictures of Henry Ford blowing a bugle and leading a charge of raging SUVs, yearning to park at strip malls and walk only on concrete while dreaming dreams of a better land with more free parking. The revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will not be brought to you by the stockholders of Royal Dutch Shell or Exxon. The revolution will not put a tiger in your tank. The revolution will not satisfy your sexual needs with more horsepower and less gas mileage. The revolution will not come with fine Corinthian leather, because the revolution will not be motorized, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae driving a stolen BMW down the block or trying to fill your tank for under a dollar a gallon. No one will be able to predict the winner at any time, or report from countless severed neighborhoods, yearning to throw off the weight of too much asphalt. The revolution will not be motorized. There will be no pictures of OJ riding in a white Ford Bronco in the instant replay. There will be no pictures of OJ riding in a white Ford Bronco in the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Michael Moore chasing the head of GM around with a microphone. There will be no slow motion or still life of your car or any car rolling freely down an open, carefree road, carefree and happy. BP, Exxon, Chevron, Shell, GM, Toyota, and all the rest will no longer be so damn relevant. No one will care about the size of your engine, or your wheels, or your back seat, because people will be tearing up the asphalt, looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be motorized. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of angry motorists and cyclists fighting each other over a bit of roadway. The theme song will not be written by the admin of Madison Avenue, and it will not have a catchy phrase that tells you to buy a bigger house further from everyone else. The revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will not roll down its power windows, light its cigarettes from the dashboard, or pollute your air with carbon monoxide. The revolution will not kill people for profit. The revolution will not make war for oil. The revolution will not put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be motorized. Will not be motorized. Will not be motorized. Will not be motorized. The revolution will not run on gasoline. The revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will live. This is Bikescape saying, take the lane.
Hey, podcasters, that was John Winston of the Bikescape podcast reciting a poem or hip-hop rap, I don't know, I guess, from Jill Scott Heron, I think. Yes, Jill Scott Heron. Today's podcast, the other one was kind of long, I suppose. My dad complained about it and said I should only keep him down to 20 minutes. Well, I guess I shouldn't keep it, I shouldn't make it that long, because, of course, you guys might get bored with what I'm doing. Like with that whole 4-minute, poem that, John just read. Yeah, you guys might have gotten bored with that. I thought it was kind of cool. This podcast, I'll be talking about, Kendo, the Way of the Sword, and EOCTs that we take here in Georgia. And maybe some other stuff, like the AP test I have to take on Friday. So, here we go. Kendo. Kendo is the Way of the Sword. It is a martial art founded in Japan, pretty much based off of some kind of Chinese martial art, because everything in Japan is... lots of stuff in Japan is based off China. And Kendo, basically, you have this bamboo practice sword. And what it is, it's got these four little pieces of bamboo that they hold together with these leather pieces. They have a big, long handle. The swords are about 40 inches long. Mine's 39. And you whack each other with them. I mean, yeah, that sounds pretty undignified, but it's definitely a lot more concentrated than just smacking someone in the head. I'm actually advanced enough now so that I can put on armor and actually spar or fight with my fellow experienced kendo students. I mentioned last week this girl at kendo by the name of Larissa. Larissa is quite an interesting character. She is from Russia. And because of this... One sec. Because of this... Oh, that's not too loud. She... Well, I don't know if she talks a lot because she's from Russia, but she talks a lot. Now, you may think, oh, it can't be that bad. Well, I know someone that talks a lot. You know, just blah, 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 run their mouth the whole day. I know people like that, but Larissa is worse. She doesn't take hints. She doesn't do anything. She's interesting. So Monday, I did kendo. That's why I don't do my podcast on Monday, by the way. I have kendo till about 9 o'clock at night from 6. And it gets tiring sometimes. So, I don't do my podcast on Mondays. And Tuesday night I had a band concert, so I couldn't do it then either. I didn't want to, you know, act all tired and blah, and I, what am I saying on the podcast. So, I'm doing it tonight. And Larissa showed up at kendo to tell us that she couldn't come. Now, you may be like, well, okay, so she showed up to tell you guys she couldn't come. Well, how did she show up to kendo? She walked to kendo. And what did she tell us? She said she wasn't feeling that good. Now, most of you don't like walking places in Peachtree City, generally. We drive golf carts. And for those of my friends who live outside the limits, you have to get places in cars. But most everyone likes driving in golf carts or cars. I have my bike, so I do that a lot. Kendo's too far away from my bike, though. So Larissa walks up to us, tells us she's not feeling so great. You know, of course, we ask her why. She says, oh, I went to a party, last night, and I'm feeling really bad. So I ask her, pretty, you know, blatantly, like I wasn't trying to hide anything, did you get wasted? Because she seemed the type to just drink away her worries. And she said, yeah. And I said, oh, well, isn't that wonderful? And I asked her what she was drinking. She said, vodka, and I think rum was the other drink. You know, the worst thing I've ever had in my life is champagne, and that was probably at New Year's parties or such. She laughed at me. I think she's pretty pathetic, honestly. I don't know why she talks so much. I'm sorry if I'm boring you, but man, I just had to get this off my chest. I can't really talk to many people about it. So, kendo. On Monday, I actually fought with my good friend Lance, who is quite a good fencer. He beat me. Of course, we had some pretty good whacks at each other. I got him some good times. He got me some good times. But the one hit he got on me that I couldn't get a hit before, because we do one-point rounds, basically, where you have to score one really good hit on someone. So Lance got me with a men, which is a headshot. And, of course, I reached up to block the men, and he came in and smacked me right in the dough on the side. And it's called a menyukido, and it was darn good shot, so he beat me. And then I fought Paul, and, well, that didn't go as well as I'd liked it. Paul's very experienced. He's actually ranked, unlike Lance and I. And we were lucky we didn't fight Sam, who is quite a large, very experienced fighter. And he was actually looking to fight us with two swords, which would have been quite annoying, where he carries around this little sword, and basically the little sword, you hold it as the attacking weapon, and then you hold a really big sword above your head. So you basically annoy people with the little sword, right? And then when they're really annoyed, and their guard's down, or they make a mistake, you come down with a big sword, whack, right on the top of their heads. Paul got me on the top of the head a few times, just normal men. It really hurt. So, if you're fighting someone taller than you, block the men. Because if you hear a ringing in your ears, that means he really got you. So, moving on from kendo, EOCTs. EOCTs here in Georgia are stands for end of course test. EOCTs, we only took two this year. We actually have, you know, some we have to take and some we don't. And I had U.S. history and what else? English EOCTs. And these are basically tests because, you know, of course in Georgia, a majority of the state is rural and people do not receive a generally better education in the rural part than in the, of course, suburban or city schools like where I live in Stars Mill. And I was actually, I didn't interview as many teachers as I wanted to. I interviewed my history teacher, Mr. Smith, and actually I just played the interview for my dad. And my dad got a little confused as to whether Mr. Smith really wants me to put it on here, and so I actually am going to put off posting the podcast until tomorrow, the 5th of May, because my dad's scared that Mr. Smith will be angry with me for posting his voice on the internet for all to hear. And it's not like Mr. Smith said anything bad. I just interviewed him, had some very simple questions for him, and he answered them very well. I wanted to interview Mr. Bennett. Of course, that would have been a more of a pain. Mr. Bennett's a very analytical person. And Mr. Smith, pretty much friendly about it. I was thinking about interviewing some of my older teachers, but I didn't get around to it. Didn't get around to interviewing any students either. So, sorry if my recordings are not what you would like them to be. So, I'm going to try and play the interview here. If you'll just give me a minute to get it set up, because I actually, silly me, I didn't set it up, so I'm going to pause right now. So here I go with the interview. Sorry if the quality's not so great. I'm actually now holding... Oh, wait, never mind. I take it back. I'm going to pause it again and put the mic down and hold the recorder to the mic like that. Okay.
What are your opinions on the EOCTs? Are they good for school or bad? I think they're kind of good in evaluating schools, somewhat. I'd say overall, I think they need to be adjusted somewhat. But I would agree that they do serve a purpose.
So, do you think they should be worth the percent of the grade
that
they are right now?
I'm fine with that.
So, do you think they're a good addition to the school curriculum?
A good addition to the school curriculum. I think it's an effective way of evaluating the curriculum would be a better way of looking at it.
Better than exams, excluding AP?
In essence, I think they're kind of the same as the exams. I think that if the state wants to properly see what is being taught, they've got to go through this method of standardizing an exam to see what is going on across the entire state. And I think that's what... In some ways, it can be viewed as a good thing.
So it's a good way of standardizing education for even the counties that that lack it right now.
Well, no, all counties do it.
Lack as good an education as we have here at Stars Mill.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think it's an effective way to see how we can improve counties a little bit.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
So, that was my history teacher, Mr. Smith. Very, very friendly, very good teacher. I'm in AP U.S. History, and actually I have a test on Friday. And I actually just finished my English paper due tomorrow, and I've got marching band practice tomorrow. Marching band, oh man, I didn't even think about talking about that. I guess I'll talk a little bit about that too. But anyway, EOCTs, we took one in history last week. Pretty basic test. Since everyone in the state of Georgia has to pass it, everyone pretty much gets a pretty simple test. So yeah, I'm going to see if I can... No, I'm going to drop the subject. You guys probably don't want to hear about it again. So I don't think I'll interview anyone else about it. I'm going to try and find something more interesting to interview people about. I'm really liking this interview thing because even though the quality is not that great, I really enjoy giving the interviews. So, marching band, next topic, marching band. Marching band starts up tomorrow, actually. Not officially, I suppose. But as the band is getting formed, we're having these preliminary practices before the summer. And they're actually having practices during the summer, too, for the percussion and color guard. I happen to be a loyal member of the pit. Today, actually, my section leader, Natasha, asked me at lunch if I was marching bass, which I had tried out for last year, but I did not make bass. So I went to pit, and I actually quite enjoy pit. So Natasha asked me if I was doing bass, and I said, no, Natasha, I'm doing pit. And she freaked out. She was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. So we have 4 people now doing pit. Last year we had 8. So we had quite a bit of manpower loss. That makes me sad. But hopefully Mr. King will give us some better parts, smaller parts to play. He actually talked to one of the clarinets, / color guard people, who does both. Did color guard, winter guard, and marched clarinet. So she is going to do color guard, I suppose, because Mr. King advised her to. But she's, I don't know, I'm not going to say anything about it. So he said the music's going to be really hard, and the clarinets are going to hold a place of prominence in the music for the whole show. And I'm really excited about hearing our new music. It's based off the movie An American in Paris, or the musical, I guess. I don't know if the musical came first and then the movie. I don't even know who wrote the musical. But it's based on An American in Paris. And it's supposed to have some really cool music. I guess jazzy. There's 3 sections to a marching show where you have, like, the actual intro march, where it's a real hefty march. For that, we had America. Last year, we did West Side Story. We had America. And then we have a ballad, what it's called, and that's a slow song. And last year we had Maria. Maria, Maria, Maria. Anyway. And then there's the final part. No idea what it's called. I know there's a term for it, but I forgot. And I apologize. But we played cool, you know. Anyway. But this year our music's supposed to be really cool. And I'm really excited to do Marching Man. Because pretty much, we did Marching Man last... Let it be known, I played bass clarinet. I did not play percussion as my band instrument. And then, pretty much for the whole first semester, I was in percussion class on accident. Because I was in percussion, and then in the pit. And I was an accident that I was in percussion class, because I was supposed to be in symphonic band. But we played marching stuff and some other random stuff. And we had the instructor, Mr. Murphy... Really, really cool guy. He was really great. Because he let me do stuff that, you know, Mr. King didn't let me do. Mr. Murphy let me play drum set and let me do all kinds of other stuff, like the regular percussionist. But once he left, because he actually got a real job, because he was getting paid like half wages for being a quote-unquote instructor at the school. He couldn't be an actual teacher because they didn't want to pay him that much. So he got a real job, got better pay. I don't know, we haven't heard from him since. Mr. King pretty much dropped me like a rock, and I went back to playing bass clarinet, and of course that sucked, because we were doing festival music, and I basically had to go into a room all by myself and practice for the whole period. And that's boring. When everyone else, when you know there are people on the outside of the door, and you know you can talk to them, and you know you'd really love to, but you can't because your teacher is being anal, it sucks. So finally... some events happen that I'm not going to discuss on here, that my friends know about. And I'm playing percussion now. I played percussion in the concert last night, albeit I wasn't that great. I think I did alright for my first real time playing in concert instead of marching percussion. So, I had a really great time. Well, what else can I talk about? Oh, well, I'm trying to keep it down to 20 minutes anyway. I'm trying to have a section on there that I have dubbed, or my friend Becky has dubbed Russ Rants, where my friend Russ rants about whatever he wants for about a minute or so. If you like the idea, you can email me at wayofthesword@gmail.com. Please email me. I would like feedback other than at the blog. Anything you guys want to tell me, like, oh man, Patrick, I didn't really like this, or Patrick, maybe you should do this. Please, I am begging you, email me. anytime you want, any day, anytime. I won't give you my phone number because I don't want people calling me at all hours. But that would be nice if you could call me and give me suggestions too. Oh, I can give you my Skype name, but most of you guys don't have Skype. Skype is computer-to-computer calling program that I downloaded because Adam Curry talked about it all the time and how wonderful it is. So let me see. My name on Skype is... Let it load for a second here. Close the wizard. My name is... where'd it go? View everything. Wait, tools. Where's the wizard? Crap. my personal profile. There I go. My Skype name is Way of the Sword. There are no spaces. You have my email. Please, if you want to Skype me, please email me first, because I don't have any money to do Skype voicemail and all that. And as wonderful as that would be, I have no money. So, it's the end of the podcast, I guess, and since I don't have a Russ rant, I'm pretty much going to say goodnight. And this podcast will be up tomorrow afternoon because my dad is being anal and thinking Mr. Smith would want his voice up there. So, I hope you guys enjoy. A little bit shorter. A little bit, the intro I really liked. Please, I gave you my email. Email me. You can leave comments at the blog. I'm trying to get it to an RSS feed, where you can get iPodder or Doppler and download it. It'll download it automatically for you, so you guys don't have to go through any of the pain of figuring out why it's not downloading on your computer, because I don't know why it's not downloading on your computer. It works on mine. I don't know why it doesn't work on yours. So, actually, you could... what my friends have been doing is I have my thing strapped to the title of the blog, so they right-click on the title of the blog, go Save As... or something like that, and it'll download there. But that hasn't worked for some people. So I'm just going to get an RSS feed, and that'll solve everything, I hope. I hope. If it doesn't... This RSS feeds are really complicated to make, I think. So from what I've read, they're complicated. So if I don't get it up, please don't blame me. It's the fact that the people at FeedBurner are weird, and that they made everything complicated. I'm going to try and email guys like John Winston, Bikescape, and Kent Matsueda from the Kanazawi podcast, or maybe even Terrence Young from the Kobe Beef podcast, another podcast I listen to from Japan. Hold on one sec. Let me get it up here. One sec, it's loading. Load faster, machine. And the pop-up, it's... Terrence, where's the profile? I know he's got a profile. Oh, yeah, Terrence Young, who lives in Kobe, Japan. Yeah, I could even email him, because he has an RSS feed, too. But, anyway, signing off, May 4th, 2005, this is Patrick Haggerty. Good night.